Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I've shared before how I'm not a big fan of affirmations and how I think they can actually be unhelpful rather than helpful. In this episode, I dive into that, explain why, and how I can help you go beyond affirmations to make an even bigger difference to your life and your body and create the things you want in your life. Remember to subscribe and leave a rating. And let's dive in. Loving you. In a previous episode, I talked about affirmations and how I'm not a big fan of them. And I want to unpack that a little bit more this time. It's okay, why is that? And what can you do instead? I know a lot of people find affirmations helpful, but I think sometimes they help us kind of feel a bit better. But do they really? Often affirmations are based upon fear. Fear of not getting what we really want, and trying to do everything we can to make that happen, almost trying to give a level of feeling in control. But really is an illusion of control, because we can never be in control of our fertility or any external circumstances. We even control of our state of mind. We can't actually control our thoughts and our feelings. And that's okay, because we don't really need to. So that's the first thing I have about affirmations, is often they're based upon fear and they can actually reinforce the fear. I have a phrase, it's not what we do, it's why we do it. And we can do some really good things. And on our journey, I tried everything to improve our chance of getting pregnant and my own fertility. A lot of good things I know can make a difference, you know, acupuncture, herbs, lifestyle. But I was doing it from a place of fear. And we do something from a place of fear, we unconsciously feed that fear. Another thing about affirmations is, it's often fighting thought with thought. We're trying to persuade ourselves something we don't truly believe. We're trying to replace our negative thoughts with positive or hopeful thoughts. And it ends up, or often ends up, being fighting thought with thought. And never usually works, because our negative or fearful thoughts actually truly believe they're there to serve us. When I work with a client, we explore what's behind those. We explore where they learn those things. And it's often a little girl, a little boy, that's kind of experiencing things in life, often quite innocent things, where it's parents' expectations or kids saying something. Often it can be unpleasant things. Maybe it's being humiliated in front of a class or whatever it may be. It's our childhood interpretation of those events that often end up putting a limiting belief within us. We start to think we're not good enough, or comparing ourselves to others. And those kind of limiting thoughts and beliefs are often what's behind our fears and anxieties as an adult, even on this fertility journey. So it ends up being thought, fighting thought. And again, what we inadvertently do is we feed the thought we're trying to overcome. We feed the insecure thoughts. So if you have an affirmation, what happens often is you say the affirmation and a little part of your brain says, yeah, not really. And there's a little part of us doesn't truly believe it. Often with a prospective client or in conversation with someone, I might ask them to say the phrase, I've done it on the podcast before, you know, say the phrase, I accept myself as I am today, and notice your internal response to it. And very often, there's a part of us that doesn't truly believe it. And when we use an affirmation, often we're reinforcing that internal negative response. Another thing about affirmations is it's often not what we really want, and this can be a difficult thing to understand at times, when I know on our journey there's nothing more we wanted than having a baby. It's like my wife was designed to be a parent. She used to run a boarding house in a boarding school and look after, you know, 15 teenage girls, and it was just the best thing she ever done in her life in many ways. And so she's like, she was born to parent. But there's something beyond parenting that she really seeks. And that's the feeling she has within her when she is kind of parenting. I once went on a men's retreat and we were talking about what we want in our lives. And we explored this, actually often there's a goal behind a goal. And as an analogy, they got us chopping these huge, huge logs. And that sounds a bit stereotypical, men on a men's retreat, chopping logs. But actually, it was quite a powerful metaphor for this idea about the goal behind the goal. Because often when you're chopping big logs, and I'm not experienced in chopping big logs, I've chopped small logs and made kindling for small logs. But when you're chopping a big log, often people aim for the top of the log, when actually what we need to do is aim for the bottom of the log. I think, I'm not a boxer, but I think in boxing they say when you punch someone, you don't aim for the face, you aim for the back of the head. It's just kind of the power and the follow through. I guess like in any sport, tennis, golf, you know, the follow through is really, really important. So the metaphor was, you know, what's the bottom of the log for you? What is it you think you want? What's really behind that? I remember one guy that he was going through a very messy time with his partner, and they were arguing an awful lot. Sometimes it can be a little bit quite violent. And that little baby. And all he wanted was her to be reasonable. He felt she wasn't kind of reasonable with him. And when he explored it, what he really wanted, the bottom of the log for him, was actually for his son to grow up in a safe, loving environment. And when he had that realization, he knew what he needed to do was move out. He knew that he needed to move out for the sake of his son, to bring some stability and peace in the house, the home he's growing up in. Another guy had just lost his wife, passed away, that the relationship had broken down, and he didn't want that. All he wanted was his wife back. When he realised actually the bottom log, what he really wanted was to be in his power, as in to know he's going to be okay whatever happens. And from that space, he's more likely to get his wife back. And it's the same with having a baby. Now, what will having a baby give you? There'll be a feeling behind that. It doesn't mean you don't want to have a baby, but it's exploring kind of what's the feeling behind that. Or having a baby give you is a sense of completeness, a sense of purpose, a sense of love. And that's what we really want. And for me, it's about helping people come from that place. For me, on my own journey, in the middle of our journey, what I realised, I'm going to say the middle, 8 years into our journey, it came to light to me that it was realising that I was coming from a place of fear of not having a baby, because for me, having a baby was a sign of God's blessing, as it were, the energy behind life. I would have used the word God back then. Signs blessings, I didn't feel loved. I wanted to know that I was just as valuable and special as everyone else in the world. And I was good enough. And for me, having a baby was a sign of that. Me actually struggling to have a baby was reinforcing my negative belief that there's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. So for me, having a baby would cancel that out. So it's begin to explore, what is the goal behind the goal? What's the feeling you'll get by having the baby or the family you desire? And nothing makes us feel anything. Having the baby doesn't make us feel that. That's a place to come from, and it's probably a place you've been seeking for many years in your life. And the more you come from that place, all areas of your life begin to feel easier. You can create what you want in all areas of your life with far greater ease and well-being. So it's a place to come from, not a place to get to. And all the things that I've read about manifestation, and I wouldn't claim to be an expert in manifestation, but some of the best books I've read on manifestation, they say the same thing. It's about recognizing the feeling. When you think about what you want, what's the feeling it gives you? It's about living from that feeling today. I mean, it's living as if you've got what those things you want and feeling it in this moment. Yeah, the feeling is the most important aspect, and living from that space today. And sometimes I think that kind of idea of manifestation, of feeling in, can be almost kind of a bit fake, almost towards affirmations, trying to persuade yourself. I truly believe you can come from that space so genuinely because it's your innate state. It's who you really are. It's how you came into the world. You came into the world with that same feeling you crave from having a baby, whether it is completeness or love or worthiness or sense of belonging. We come into the world with those feelings. It's who we are. So for me, we don't need affirmations to try and persuade us into those places. For me, when we let go of the, what I call the outside in, insecure thoughts and feelings in our head. When I say let go, then we can't stop them. We begin to notice more what they are. We begin to truly understand what creates our human experience. That we're living in experience of thought, nothing else. When we stop giving power to those thoughts and those feelings, we come back to our innate self. The sense of self you may touch at times in moments of quiet, in moments of peace, in moments of flow. There's nothing you consciously do to get into those states. You drop into them and we stop paying attention to thoughts and feelings. We come back to our innate self. It's a state of being. I am love. I am enough. It's a state of being. It's almost a declaration of who you are rather than affirmation. So I encourage you to explore what's the bottom of the log for you. And maybe step into that, feel into that. Whether it's I am love, I am enough. And if there's a negative part responding to that, if you notice a part of you doesn't truly believe that, then I forgive yourself for having those thoughts. I forgive myself for judging myself as not being enough. I forgive myself for judging myself as not being love. With love and compassion. Because those thoughts came in when you were very young to try and protect you, try and help you feel safe, to feel loved, to feel secure in the pack. That self-love and self-compassion that brings you back to that place of knowing you're okay in this moment. Back to your innate self. A place of peace without giving up. A place to come from. And from there, Project Baby just has so much more ease and well-being on it. Because you're coming back to who you really are in this moment. Someone who's love, who's complete, who belongs. Loving you.